conventional wisdom would tell you, if you're seeing less grass on the land, rein in the cows. Nature Conservancy ecologist William Burnage says that's not entirely true.
Plants actually respond to grazing. It actually stimulates growth in some ways.
We're standing just beyond a fence at the Fox Ranch, a few miles west of the Kansas border. The 14,000-acre property, owned by the Nature Conservancy, is part of a grand experiment. Researchers are putting in practice something called holistic management, or planned grazing.
So here's the ranch.
A large sheet of paper shows the ranch in full. A green trough snakes across the map.
That's the Rickery River.
I'm guessing a map like this probably plays pretty heavily into the planning process.
Boy, we use the map a lot. Yeah, the yellow lines on the map are the fences.
This is way more involved than your average rotational grazing system, which many ranchers already use. Here's how planned grazing works. A detailed chart drives every decision made on the ranch. At the beginning of each season, you plot out your moves on the map like a Monopoly board. Better grass on the eastern side, you'll keep your cows there longer, but not too long. The cattle have to keep moving. The thought is the animal's hooves push on the soil, helping it to retain more rainfall.
You're only ever approximating what wild animals did, you know, when there weren't any people or fences to tell them what to do. But it's reasonable to think that they tried to stay on the forage that was best for them at the time.
The most common word tied to the planned grazing movement is mimicry, as in mimicking the prehistoric herds of large mammals that moved across the Great Plains. But the philosophy behind holistic management goes further. Ranchers should make a living using it.
When I learned about it, about that style of grazing, you know, the basis was everybody was producing more grass.
That's Nathan Andrews, the young rancher who leases the Fox Ranch to run his cattle.
And it's hard to, as a producer, to argue with more grass because we never have enough grass.
At the Fox Ranch, the emphasis is on documentation because the Nature Conservancy wants evidence that this approach works before telling other ranchers to try it out. The godfather of this grazing technique is Alan Savory. He's a world-renowned activist who wants to pull ranchers across the world out of poverty. He splits his time between New Mexico and Zimbabwe.
We really get the animals in the right place at the right time, for the right reason, with the right behavior.
Savory says his style of grazing management focuses on the soil and how the cattle interact with it.
We're getting the rain that falls on the ground to soak in more, run off less, but to remain in the soil and leave the soil through the vegetation or to underground water.
But if you think the entire rangeland community is singing Kumbaya, you're wrong. Savory's methods are controversial. Most of contemporary rangeland science says Savory's basic tenets, increased cattle numbers and rapid-fire grazing, have no basis. In fact, many rangeland ecologists say the only way to improve grassland is to reduce, not increase, the number of animals on it. Back at Fox Ranch, the experiment is just in its initial phases. Last year, even in the midst of drought, rancher Nathan Andrews was able to build up his herd, while many other ranchers were shedding their numbers. He counts that as a success.
So if we can benefit from it in two of the worst years on record, then I think moving forward with it will be even more beneficial.
Beneficial for his bottom line and the soil he depends on. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.